CFWHD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup Late Edition, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammy McCormick. A federal appeals court has ruled the Trump administration can go ahead with deploying National Guard troops to Portland, Oregon. Heather Roberts has reaction.
Following the Ninth Circuit's ruling, the president acted within his power by federalizing the National Guard. Oregon Attorney General Dan Rayfield issued a statement saying if the ruling is allowed to stand, it would give the president unilateral power to put soldiers on our streets with almost no justification. In her dissent, Judge Susan Graber said there is no legal or factual justification to support the federalization, noting Portlanders' penchant for protesting in chicken or inflatable frog costumes or nothing at all.
After violence in Gaza over the weekend, the president dispatched his envoys to Israel to meet with the prime minister. Trump lashed out at Hamas, saying they could be eradicated. Frank Gardner reports from Jerusalem.
Steve Witkoff and Jared Kushner really want to talk about phase two. How is Gaza going to be governed? And what's going to be the future of the region? They want to move on to big issues like that. But we haven't quite finished phase one yet. There are still 16 dead Israeli hostages who haven't been returned yet. And the ceasefire isn't complete.
Hamas did release a body of another hostage today, and Israel said it would allow more aid into Gaza. The Senate's holding another vote on ending the government shutdown. Peter King reports the shutdown is about to enter its third week, and many federal workers in Florida are seeking assistance.
Thousands of people at Jacksonville's Mayport Naval Air Station are trying to make it without paychecks. This woman, one of hundreds who is seeking help at a military support group's food drive.
Feels a little bit hard. When you're like kind of proud and you don't want to do that kind of things.
Feeding Northeast Florida CEO Susan King says traffic is up for the eight counties that her food bank serves.
That increase ranged anywhere from a reported 10% to as much as 100%.
A major outage impacted Amazon's cloud service today, and businesses around the world were disrupted, from food delivery to banking sites. Amanda Alexander reports.
Lyft, Hulu, United Airlines, Venmo, and of course, Amazon. New Yorkers say.
Then obviously it would be an inconvenience.
It is an inconvenience. I mean, I feel like Amazon is making too much money to have problems that most companies that's not making that much money don't have.
An understandable reaction in a modern world where we want it ASAP. Other services hit hard, too, even the McDonald's app.
AWS also provides computing infrastructure to government departments and universities. On Wall Street today, stocks finished higher. The Dow Jones Industrials up 515 points. The Nasdaq higher by more than 300. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, home for the Todd Allball Show, weekday afternoons from 2 to 4.
The Bucks are ready to go. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks kick off their season at home this Wednesday night when they take on the Washington Wizards at Fiserv Forum, and it'll be the first time they face off against former Buck Chris Middleton, who they traded to Washington last season. Doc Rivers says they're planning a special video tribute to Middleton during the game. How come?
Because he's a Buck for life, no matter where he's at. Pat Connaughton's a Buck for life, Brooke Lopez, and so we lost three of those guys from last year. Chris will be the first one coming back. And, you know, the Milwaukee fans are phenomenal. So, you know, it's so funny. The one thing I'm not worried about is, like, usually the question, if this was a lot of other places, are you think the fans are going to boo? Of course not. They're not. We traded him. He won a title for us, and he's a Buck, and he's part of this community. Good as he was all on the court, I thought he was a superstar off the court, him and his wife, with all the things they did for the community.
That's the Bucks head coach Doc Rivers with Sports on Mike Clemens.
93.5 The Tap. Eau Claire's real news and great conversation, and home for the Todd Allball Show, Monday through Friday from 2 to 4.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight and tomorrow, mostly cloudy, passing showers, cold and windy. Temps drop through the 40s tonight and remain there through your Tuesday afternoon. At times, wind gusts higher than 40 miles an hour. Temps slowly warm through the rest of the week. Currently 49 degrees.
Jane Mattenair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, the host of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, Yes, Pat Kreitlow will be joining us after 9:30. I hope you can join us too.
Matt Nair on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11. The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Don't often agree with Marjorie Taylor Greene. They asked her about Congress being shut down and how it related to the Epstein files.
Why drag this out? That is going to have 218 signatures. I say go ahead and do it and get it over with.
Trigby? She's not necessarily my cup of tea, but she reads tea leaves. I think her moving to where she's at says that when that vote happens, there are going to be a major dam break, and it's a problem.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station. And on the app.
Ahoo, this is Robert Pilot of Native Roots Radio. On our show, we share stories from Turtle Island highlighting the people and issues shaping our communities. From protecting water to treaty rights and preserving languages and traditions, we cover it all. Hear voices like Arvina Martin of Emerge Wisconsin, Dr. Stately, Robert Lilligren, and more. Because Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Native Roots Radio, weeknights at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station.
This is 93.5 The Tap. Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who doesn't have 20/20 vision, even in hindsight, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome back to Nightlight, ladies and gentlemen. Act two of tonight's program. It's a Monday night edition. Hope you're having a great day wherever you're listening from in our beautiful state, our overcast, windy state, at least here in Northeast Wisconsin. We're getting some serious fall weather. Hope you're having a great day and a wonderful evening. We have a great hour still left to go here in Act Two. And I'm so glad you're here. Conrad, how are you?
You know, I just, you know, quickly ran outside to let someone, you know, one of our guests in. And
yeah.
It's like, this sucks. It's cold. Yeah. It's dark.
It's beautiful. I do appreciate how you stretch out between acts, like you're over there staying limber for the second part of the show. I think that's fantastic.
Yeah, you gotta stretch. You gotta stretch out. You know,
absolutely, especially working those levers over there. I let Eric in. Eric from Ask Your Mother. Eric Ratzek is here. He is the tallest individual I've ever run across in my life.
Yep.
He could probably dunk a basketball without leaving his feet.
Yes.
You think so?
I think so.
But Adam's here too. Ask Your Mother. They're coming up at 7:20. Eric Ratzek and Adam Krause. So much fun talking to those guys. They're going to perform live in the studio, as they often do, and we will have a blast with our guests at 7:20. If you missed the first part of the show, what did people miss, Con? We talked about...
We talked about breadsticks.
Yeah. How the Olive Garden manages to do the unlimited breadsticks, soup, and salad, but still do delivery. They're really going the extra mile there. It's a lot of racking up the miles.
I think that they don't, you know, once you get your first breadsticks order, you're not going to get another one.
Well, if you're complaining, too, about something like that, you're insane. I expect you to come back here with more breadsticks. I talked about how I saw the movie Roof Man, really enjoyed it. Talked about how I finished the show Task. My pal Jamie McShane, who was on the show last week, he plays the main bad guy Perry on Task. It was just so good. Mark Ruffalo is just such a good actor. And the writing on the show is so thoughtful. I love the way they wrapped up that show. It was very tense at times, but it kind of took its time a little bit and took a deep breath. And there was just some great moments in last night's finale. Cannot recommend Task enough. So check that out. We didn't talk about the Badgers, but man, what is
going on? I don't think
we
need to.
Probably not.
It's just, this is what I thought was funny. At the end of the game, like last week and, you know, weeks before, there was no one in the stands really, obviously, but the people who were stayed there so they could boo Luke Fickell.
Wow. Do you believe it's come to this?
No, what's funny is when he was leaving and he heard all the boos, he kind of gave a little, let me hear it.
Oh.
Which is honestly kind of funny that he did that, which is like... Let me hear it. I know I'm not leaving because of how much money.
He gets $25 million if they fire him. I heard Mike Clemens during the news. That's just insanity. $25 million to let him go.
Yeah, so I think he's going to stay there. And we're going to have a terrible record. Probably be the worst in the Big Ten, which is something I never thought would have happened, but it's probably going to happen.
And to go from what they were, always a very respectable, great team that couldn't get past Ohio State typically, or but who can? I mean, to go to this, it's terrible. Our question of the night, folks, join the fun. What's your favorite romantic song? I can't wait to ask the Ask Your Mother guys this too. Maybe they'll play a ballad. So, what is your favorite romantic song? Let's get to some texts here. John from Madison, he's in the 608, says, Streisand, Someone Left the Cake Out in the Rain, All Passion. That is MacArthur Park. Yes. Great tune, John. Boy, I never really thought of that as a romantic song, but it probably is. That's great stuff. Thank you, John. Steve in Florida, Conrad's dad checks in and says, Lionel Richie back in the 80s nailed a lot of the love songs. One of my favorites is from the year 1981. The year I graduated is Endless Love. Yeah, that's a great one, Steve. And he did that with Diana Ross, I believe. That was a duet. Two great voices. Love that song. Steve from Bellevue in the 920 says, Brian Adams, Everything I do it for you. Great one, Steve. Thank you. Terry from Cross Plains, he's in the 608, says, also, we must have missed an earlier one from Terry. He says, If I Fall Behind by Bruce. Fellow Bruce fan. Love it, Terry. Barb from Waukesha says, Unchained Melody by the Righteous Brothers. I knew we were going to hear that song tonight. Didn't we already read one? Somebody else said Unchained Melody, too, I think.
Social media?
Maybe social media, yeah. Susan from McFarland in the 608 says, I have to say the last date with Floyd Kramer. He is a pianist, and it's one of my husband and my songs. The last date. Okay. I'm not familiar with that one. Thank you, Susan. I'm glad that you're so happily married. That's wonderful. Mark from Prairie du Sac in the 608 says, Didn't Just My Imagination play in the background in Just Like Heaven with Mark Ruffalo and Reese Witherspoon? I don't know the answer to that question, Mark. I don't think I ever saw that movie. I'm a fan of both of them, too. Thank you for the text. Nick from Marshall in the 608 says, Is This Love by Bob Marley? That's an awesome one, Nick. Good stuff. Another, and because Bob Marley is so, you know, tied to reggae in that, I don't even think of him, but that's a great tune. Melissa from Willie Street says, Lay Lady Lay by Dylan and Cash. Great tune, Melissa. Very well done. Then she says, Wild Horses from the Stones. Yeah, great one. I think She's a Rainbow. As far as upbeat tunes, we have that. How could we even play that for Bumper in a while? Might need to break that one out. She's a Rainbow?
I have to find it, yeah.
Okay. Thank you, Melissa. Outstanding. Lori from Hey, we read Lori's text. She thinks my M on my keyboard. My keyboard M is not working. I literally have to wail on it to get an M onto the screen. And Lori thinks it's because I eat too much gelato. And it's,
you should just stop eating it over your keyboard.
What am I supposed to use as a placement? I thought the keyboard was like perfect.
Or do you have gelato over your fingers and you're not washing them?
And I'm just typing. I don't care. Yeah. It's an old Mac. Mark from Prairie du Sac says, Three Times a Lady, Lionel Richie and the Commodores. Another great one. Love Easy Like Sunday Morning, too. Another great Commodores tune. Mark says, Makes me think of my college girlfriend, Brenda. I feel like we're about to do a long-distance request here. Pete, can you please play Three Times a Lady by Lionel Richie from Mark to Brenda? I don't want to get Mark in trouble if he's married, though. That's in the history. Here's Terry's other text. He says, Maybe I'm Amazed by Sir Paul, and you totally know the Pina Colada song by Rupert Holmes. I do. That's a great one, too. Love it. These are great texts. Monica from Mount Horeb in the 608 says, From My Heart to Yours by Laura Isabor. I don't know that song. Thank you, Monica. From Edward in the 414, he says, Stacy's Mom. That's like saying someone's mom is hot. I don't know if I equate that with romance, but, you know, I don't know what's going on in Edward's head. And he's a wonderful texter. Thank you, buddy. Dave in DeForest says, Wonderful Tonight. Yeah, great tune by Eric Clapton. Used to love that song. Kind of forgot about that tune. Good one, though. Thanks, Dave. Anna from Madison in the 608 says, Hi, Pete and Conrad. My favorite romantic song is Something by George Harrison. Yeah, that's a great one. I will say this, too. I think George Harrison maybe my favorite solo Beatle artist. And somebody just said that recently that they thought that too, one of the listeners. But I totally agree with that. I mean, I love Imagine by John Lennon, but pound for pound, give me Harrison. David from Richland Center in the 608 says Unchained Melody. Another one for Unchained Melody. I think that's three, Con.
That's three, yeah.
Score over there. Got the electronic scoreboard turned on. Nick from Marshall said, oh, we already read Nick's. All right, that's great. Great text. And we've got Ross from Crawford County in the 608 says none. Yikes. Maybe that's part of the reason why I've been divorced three times. Yeah, it's never too late to pick out a favorite love song, Ross. Or write one. To your next, if you have, you know, another crack at marriage. Don't give up, buddy. Three times. That guy loves marriage.
He's part of Ross's club.
The three timers.
Yep.
Ross on the on Friends.
Mm-hmm.
I almost said the Friends. Ross on the Friends. John Murray says, is there one by REO Speedwagon? Or are they all terrifying cheating scandals? Keep on loving you. That's a love song, John. I don't think that involves cheating in any way. Great text. Keep those texts coming, folks. What is your favorite romantic song? That is our question of the night. We've got a ton of texts, and now we're all caught up, and that is a wonderful feeling. Ask your mother. Two of our favorites from the band, Eric Rathsack and Adam Krause, will be in here in just moments, and they're going to perform live, and we'll have a great talk with these guys who are a local phenom and one of the best cover bands working. They're really outstanding and two really, really great guys. So what? Tell us about your Door County experience, Conrad. What happened?
Well, yeah, so I was, you know, just having a fun Saturday by myself, and then my brother texts me, "What are you doing? Let's go to Door County." So we went to Fall Fest up there.
Yeah,
and I mean it was cool, but first we went up all the way to the top of Door County.
Ellison Bay or Gill's Rock?
Gill's Rock. Yeah, we went up there to get pie. Because my sister-in-law really loves this pie called Bee's Pie. And it's all the way in Gill's Rock. So we went up there to get two slices or two things of pumpkin pie for Thanksgiving.
Oh, nice.
And then, yeah, we went down to Sister Bay is where the Fall Fest happens.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
And, I mean, yeah, it was a gorgeous day. Like, it was warm. Which I was like, I didn't expect it, so I kind of wore, you know.
Leggings. Long underwear.
But I was sweating, but I did have a couple beers down there. And
was that Saturday?
Yeah, that was Saturday. Okay. Yep. And then I guess it starts early in the day because when we got there, there were some people that you could tell had some drinks.
Yeah.
I was waiting in line for the bathroom, and one guy almost fell on me.
He fell out like he's almost hammered?
Yeah. And I heard him talking to his friend in the line. He's like, "I'm going to switch to Pedialyte." I go, "I think that's the time when you just go home."
That is a haul. When you go to Gill's Rock, like where I live in Marinette, we are like directly across from Fish Creek, I think, directly across the bay.
Yeah.
And Fish Creek is about 210, but Egg Harbor is like almost under 2 hours or about 2 hours. But you can go like another 45 miles to get to the tip. Or get the ferry out to Washington Island. I haven't been up that far in a long time.
I've never been that far up there, actually. So it was kind of cool to see it for like 5 minutes.
That is cool. And for you, every weekend or after, like I would say on a Monday when you come in here, you're like, "I watch football all weekend. I sat on my couch." Well, that's a big departure Sunday. Going to Door County for pie with your brother and his wife. That's
Yeah. I ended up going back to his house and we played some card games. So.
Oh, that's awesome. Has your brother listened to this show yet?
Yeah, he texted me a couple times. He doesn't text in, but he texted me.
That was like a year ago, you said. My brother has not listened to this show.
Actually,
yet.
That was this summer because my parents were back, so they put it on.
Okay, they forced him to listen.
Pretty much.
It was a forced listen. Speaking of your parents, Conrad's mom, Paula, says Annie's Song by John Denver. Great song, Paula. Yeah, I forgot the John Denver tunes. He's got some great ones. Jim Croce's got some great ones. Lori from Hayward says, here's an oldie that was very romantic for a time. Remember dancing to it at town hall dances. Hey Paula by Paul and Paula in the early 1960s. Hey, hey Paula. I remember that. That was in Animal House, I think, Lori. Thank you, Lori from Hayward. Awesome stuff. And John Murray says, yes, thanks. Still love REO. Outstanding. All right. When we come back, guys, a very short break And then Eric and Adam are going to rock the studio here. Two great guys from a really cool band, Ask Your Mother. Coming up next on Nightlight with Peach Wamba. Just another night, another vision of love. You feel joy, you feel pain, cause nothing will be the same. Just another night, it's all that it takes to understand the difference between lovers. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, Eau Claire, the Valley's home of Nightlight with Peach Wamba.
Did the average S&P 500 CEOs earn in less than 2 days what their typical worker earned in all of 2023? Yes. In 2023, the average S&P 500 CEO earned about $17 million, or about $46,849 per day, compared to under $64,000 per year for the average worker. Median figures were similar. CEOs made $16.3 million while median workers earned about $81,000, equivalent to less than 2 days of CEO pay. High CEO compensation remains a stark contrast to the modest worker earnings across major U.S. companies. I'm Trisha Young for Wisconsin Watch. Fact briefs are bite-sized fact checks of trending claims produced by Wisconsin Watch and GigaFact. Read more at wisconsinwatch.org.
Join me, Tom Hartman, each and every weekday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for the Tom Hartman Program right here on Civic Media. I talk about the issues that all Wisconsinites can get behind, from unrigging our economy so it works for all of us, not just the billionaire class, to improving our representative government, to delivering on the promise of we the people. Tune in middays right here on your local Civic Media station from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for the Tom Hartman Program. Tag, you're it.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Learn more at underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
I was stuck in a state of panic and endless rituals, so I made the call.
Mental health care works when you make the call. Visit mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
Local news, weather, and sports on air and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Welcome back. I'm Pete Schwab, and this is Nightlight. You don't want my headphones because I got like some kind of ear fungus. They haven't been identified yet. So.
Okay.
You need your ears.
I mean, I guess.
That is the voice of Eric Ratzak. 1/4 of Ask Your Mother?
Fifth.
Okay.
20% of the band.
20, but you're so much taller.
Measured by height, I think you're about 32%.
And that is Adam Krause, also from Ask Your Mother. Two guys have been here many times before. It's great to have you guys back. How you doing?
Awesome. Thanks for having us back.
How long of a drive is this for you guys when you're coming in?
Like 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Oh, you're not in Green Bay?
No, we're in Appleton.
I didn't know that. But are you a Green Bay-based band?
Adam is in Fox Crossing.
Yeah. Oh.
It's Fox Crossing.
Yeah, it's special. It's you got to say Fox Crossing.
Is that like a suburb of Neenah? How does that work?
It used to be a
town of Menasha.
Yeah, it used to be called Town of Menasha, and they just couldn't stand to be called Menasha anymore, so they changed the name.
Does Menasha no longer exist?
No, Menasha's there.
Menasha's there.
But this area did not want to be
part. Town of Menasha, and didn't want to be confused with City of Menasha, so they became Fox Crossing.
All right, I just learned that. When I was in high school, we played basketball against Menasha St. Mary's, and I was like, that'd be so weird if the town was like...
Who'd you play for? Where'd you go to school?
Marinette Catholic Central.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. I wouldn't say I played for them. I had a great seat at all the games, though.
Front row, saw everything happen.
That was my problem. I could shoot, and I could kind of jump. I just couldn't dribble, which for a 5'11
See, no,
guard.
I was 6'5 on my team, and I was the only guy not allowed to dribble. It was like, you get the ball, and you pass it to somebody else. Sounds good.
Oh, I would throw it into you, and I would think, it's not coming back out. You're just going to lay it in, right?
Well, I led the conference in block shots, partially because I was really tall, and the other part of it was I played very poor defense. So I would let people go by me, and I would block their shots. So
that's the sucky part of basketball.
Well, I never fouled them because I was so skinny. I could just tap it away. And it was like, this is so much easier than playing good defense. You know,
that's awesome. Adam's just laughing at you. Did you guys know each other back then? Or
no,
what?
No, not back then. But I Stretch would be my one of my first picks for the cover band all-star basketball team.
Yes.
Where did you go to high school, Adam?
I went to Nina.
Nina, okay.
Mm-hmm. I was Hortonville, so.
Oh.
Hortonville.
Oh, yeah. Terrible.
Both public school dudes?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Catholic. Well, I started in Catholic school, and then I had to leave for reasons. And none of my reasons. Wasn't anything I did.
You weren't excommunicated.
No, it wasn't me. It was, we'll just say something with the clergy, and then he got removed. Oh, no. And then I went to public school, because, that's the way it went.
I normally I'd say I hear a song coming on, but I don't think.
Nah,
did you ever write about that?
No.
Okay.
No, it wasn't anything to do with me. It was like it was like basically they just had to get him out of there because things had happened and accusations were made, and then they just moved him to a different church.
Yeah. Oh, that'll solve the problem.
Right. Exactly.
That's weird. I had 16 years of Catholic schooling, but I wanted my kids to go to public school.
Yeah.
And they did. They started in L.A. and then they came to Marinette, and they finished public school there.
Nice.
Ended up going to the same high school my wife went to. Mm. Neither one of them lived up to her athletic achievements, though.
What'd your wife
still
do?
Stings. She's a high jumper.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I did that too.
Did you really?
I wasn't great at it, Bill. There was a guy ahead of me though, Scott Bergren. I doubt he's listening, but we played basketball together too. But he was he went to state like all 4 years of high school for high jump. Like he ended up getting an athletic scholarship to University of Minnesota for high jumping. Yeah, he was like he could just about get 7 feet.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Yeah, he was like 6'10" is what he kept getting. He couldn't quite get to 7. That was like his goal.
I wish I was better at sports.
Crazy how good he was.
I can't believe we're talking about high school sports. Yeah. Two awesome musicians here. What is going on? What's new with Ask Your Mother?
I don't know. What is new, Adam? We actually had a good weekend of shows. Not last week. We were off. A couple guys had vacations out to Vegas. As far as we know, they came back. So.
As far as we know, they're in one piece.
Yeah.
But,
No, the week before, we actually played up here in Green Bay. We were in front of the Rush before the Packer game, so that was a ton of fun.
What are those crowds like?
You'll just never know who's going to walk up, and it's people from all over the world sometimes.
Yeah.
You get like I remember one time we ran into some guys from Germany that were coming to Lambeau. Okay, cool,
Yeah.
Yeah, those are a good time, and everyone's ready to have a good time.
Yeah, they're already ready to have fun. And I love doing the pregame because like nobody's mad yet that their team lost. So and then nobody's like, well, generally nobody's over imbibed yet either. So they're not our problem,
Right.
They'll be the usher's problem later.
But you're on stage singing going, oh, that guy'll be asked to leave.
There was one guy at our last show that I was like, ooh. I kept telling him, like, yeah, they don't land our speakers. Like, not a good thing. Ooh.
We also had, Sexy Santa Claus at the last show as well. I don't know if you recall.
Oh, I do. That? Oh, yeah. The TikTok famous guy. He had a shirt that said TikTok famous. And I'm like, well, okay.
According to him, he was very famous.
Yeah, oh, wow.
He had like a pink, like, sparkly coat on.
Just imagine Santa Claus twerking in front of a band.
Imagine Santa Claus that just fresh got out of prison twerking in front of the band.
There you go.
That's what those tattoos reminded me of.
So you think he really got out of prison?
I don't know. I didn't ask. I didn't talk to him. I'm glad he left.
I also didn't see any elves, so I can't confirm he was the real deal or not.
Right.
Eric and Adam are 2/5 of the band Ask Your Mother. They have a lot of great dates coming up. We're going to tell you guys all about that. They're going to perform. They're here. But I have to say, before we do the news, we'll come back with a full head of steam after that. But do you guys have a favorite romantic song? That's our question of the
night. I knew you were going to ask that because I was listening earlier.
Thank you.
So there's two classic romantic songs that I just, like, I can't pick one. I would say Unchained Melody is one.
Oh, wow. Nice. Yeah.
And then what's the Elvis one? Why can't I think of it?
Can't help falling in love.
Yes,
Suspicious
that one.
Minds.
No.
That's a great romantic song.
Yeah.
What about you?
I got to go with my wedding song, which was Nothing Compares to You by Prince.
Oh, that's a great song.
And we did the live version. Was our wedding song. It's just incredible.
Ask Your Mother played it.
Not with Prince and Rosie Gaines singing.
Okay.
Ask Your Mother didn't play it, but they did play my wedding.
We played his wedding.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah. You gave him the night off, I hope, though.
Yeah, we actually had their old keyboard player fill in, so.
All right, fantastic. Ask Your Mother, Eric Ratzak and Adam Krauser here. They're going to perform when we come back.
Hey.
And you can find out where you can see these guys. They got a lot of local dates. This is Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Oh, my Lord. Hallelujah. My sweet Lord. Hallelujah. I really want to see.
93.5 The Tap.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, home for the Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m.
CBS News Brief. Atlanta police say a possible mass shooting at the Hartsfield-Jackson Airport is stopped crediting a tip from the family of suspect Billy Joe Cagle. Police Chief Darren Shearer.
We have charged Mr. Cagle with a count of terroristic threats, criminal attempt to commit aggravated assaults, possession of a firearm in the commission of a felony, and possession of a firearm by a convicted felon.
Amazon is bouncing back after a global app outage, saying it has fixed an underlying issue. CBS News tech contributor Ian Sherman.
Titans of industry like Amazon have become such key players that when they have trouble, practically the entire internet is affected.
An appeals court panel allows the White House to deploy National Guard troops to Portland, Oregon. Alex Baumhart with the Oregon Capital Chronicle.
There is no way that you can reconcile the way that governments described a rebellion, a threat to their work in these legal cases with what you see on the ground.
CBS News Brief, I'm Jennifer Kuiper.
The Bucks are ready to go. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks kick off their season at home this Wednesday night when they take on the Washington Wizards at Fiserv Forum, and it'll be the first time they face off against former Buck Chris Middleton, who they traded to Washington last season. Doc Rivers says they're planning a special video tribute to Middleton during the game. How come?
Because he's a Buck for life, no matter where he's at. Pat Connaughton's a Buck for life, Brooke Lopez, and so we lost three of those guys from last year, and Chris will be the first one coming back. And, you know, the Milwaukee fans are phenomenal. So, you know, it's so funny. The one thing I'm not worried about is, like, usually the question, if this was a lot of other places, are you think the fans are going to boo? Of course not. They're not. We traded him. He won a title for us, and he's a Buck, and he's part of this community. Good as he was all on the court, I thought he was a superstar off the court, him and his wife, with all the things they did for the community.
That's the Bucks head coach Doc Rivers with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. If you're looking for a more efficient way to watch TV, this might be a deal for you. You can now bundle Apple TV with Peacock. Apple TV is already ad-free, but if you pair it with Peacock Premium Plus, which is Peacock's version of ad-free, it will cost you $19.99 a month. That's barely a savings from current prices, but if you go with the ad-supported Peacock, you can get both platforms for $14.99. Apple TV right now is currently $12.99, so that's not a bad deal, if you don't mind a few ads. It was pretty much a given Taylor Swift's new album, The Life of a Showgirl, was going to break records. According to Variety, Showgirl sold 4 million units in its first week. The old record was 3.5 million units for a week, which was previously held by Adele, according to Billboard. Swift also set a record, now having the most number one solo albums, breaking a tie she held with Jay-Z and Drake. She trails only the Beatles, who hold the record for all artists with 19 number one albums. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
93.5 The Tap, Eau Claire's real news and great conversation.
And home to Matt and Air on Air, weekday mornings from 9 to 11.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight and tomorrow, mostly cloudy, passing showers, cold and windy. Temps drop through the 40s tonight and remain there through your Tuesday afternoon. At times, wind gusts higher than 40 miles an hour. Temps slowly warm through the rest of the week. Currently 49 degrees.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Maybe what's happening at the school board needs to be disrupted.
Jim Santel and Joan Esposito, the Wisconsin teacher losing their job because of a social media post. The teacher's tweet disrupted the district's operations.
Judge says that overcomes the right of the teacher to speak publicly.
What if this were 60 years ago and she were putting up a post about desegregating the school?
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
30,000 Wisconsinites could be priced out of ACA insurance completely. Former Assistant Secretary for Commerce and Economic Development, Alejandra Castillo. What's the off-ramp here?
If you haven't called your member of Congress, you need to. The off-ramp can only be individuals like you and I calling our members of Congress and demanding that both the White House and Congress begin to negotiate a real solution.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
Don't cry for me, Argentina.
Why is it that President Trump cares more about bailing out Argentinian farmers than he does about Wisconsin soybean farmers? We'll explain the connection.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
Welcome back. Boy, that was, I took a picture of my guests, Eric Ratzak and Adam Krause from Ask Your Mother. They were doing the Nightlight Window Fun. I cannot believe how high you guys can jump. And then you showed me pictures on the stage. You're like, that's nuts.
That's how we used to be able to jump that
those,
high.
Those are old picks. Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't borrow my Reebok pumps either. Those had 6 inches of vertical.
Got my dress shoes on today. I tried my best.
You know, I will say when I go to a concert, I love when the performer just starts jumping when they, it's like just such a great energy.
You gotta
sell it like that.
That's
for sure.
Outstanding.
Makes it more fun for us too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, what do you guys want to play? I'm always thrilled.
So we're going to do a little Creed here.
Higher. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. We got a lot of requests for Creed. A lot of people yelling it at us. So we learned it.
I love it. All right. This is Eric Ratzak and Adam Krause from Ask Your Mother performing Creed.
When dreaming, I'm guided to another world, time and time again. At sunrise, I fight to stay asleep, 'cause I don't want to leave the comfort of this place. 'Cause there's a hunger, a longing to escape the life we live when I'm away. So let's go there. Let's make our escape. Come on, let's go there. Let's ask, can we stay? Can you take me higher? To a place where blind men see. Can you take me higher? To a place where golden streams. Although I would like the world to change, it helps me to appreciate those nights and those dreams. But my friend, I'd sacrifice all those nights if I could make the earth and my dreams the same. The only difference is to let love replace all our hate. So let's go there. Let's make our escape. Come on, let's go there. Let's ask, can we stay? Can you take me higher? To a place where blind men see. Can you take me higher? To a
let's go there.
Let's go there.
Let's go
come
there.
Come on, let's go there.
Let's go there.
Let's ask, can we stay?
Set up I am strong enough to take these dreams and make them mine. Can you take me higher to a place where a blind man sees?
Nice job.
Thank you. That was fun.
Does that take it out of you, that song? That's like, you're digging there, man.
Nah, that was right in my wheelhouse.
Wow, that's great. Thank you, guys. Creed and Higher. Was that originally with an acoustic, the way Creed played it, or was it electric?
I did electric on that,
yeah.
I love the acoustic.
The backstory, I've always been I have a theory that, like, there's so many great 90s songs that sound better with acoustic.
Yeah, that's true. No, totally.
But that I guess the story behind that song was they wrote it on stage with the crowd. Like, they were taking crowd suggestions for, like, words, and they just kind of organically came together. And then became one of the biggest hits of they've ever had.
Oh, that's fantastic. You guys haven't been here in a while, so tell people again, if you would, how did you get together musically, the two of you, or how did you both join the band?
So I joined before Adam. I actually hold the record for most consecutive gigs of Ask Your Mother. I am the Cal Ripken of Ask Your Mother.
You are the Cal Ripken Jr.
I'm not the oldest member, but since I have started, knock on wood, I have not missed a gig that we have performed.
You are the Iron Man of Ask Your Mother.
Right. So I joined them in 2009. They actually had been a band since 2008. And then the lead singer was moving away, and then I auditioned and got the gig. And then a few years later, Adam joined. When did you join? What year? You remember?
It's been, I don't know.
You're the new guy, and you've been there over 10 years.
It's been a long time, 11, 12 years. I joined the band in 1979.
Before the band was even
left REO.
Yeah, I left REO. Yeah. That would have been awesome. No, Stretch and I met, through a few different things musically, and then we ended up both participating in the live band karaoke.
Deja Vu
downtown Appleton.
So much fun. Oh, nice.
So we got to know each other there. They were, their keyboard player was leaving, and, made the offer. I still have yet to officially accept, but yeah.
Basically he was the only guy we auditioned. I just kept saying, it's Adam. No, nobody else. We don't need anybody else. It's going to be Adam. And then they're like, well, we should look at him. Nope, it's Adam. Adam's going to be the guy.
Still there.
Everybody else home. Yeah.
Right.
You guys have, I was just looking at your website here, like the bands that you cover. Are there other cover bands that have as big of a library or catalog as you guys?
You know, I don't know for sure what you know everybody else is playing, but the one thing we hear consistently from people seeing us for the first time and people that see us time and again is that they love the variety of the stuff we do. And we do cover a lot of different genres, always trying to bring a lot of energy to whatever we're doing. But we do hear that quite a bit. We do think it's one of our strengths, is that variety. And If for some reason you don't like the song that we're playing, you're probably going to like the next one.
Yeah. So. No, you got Luke Bryan, Loverboy, the Dropkick Murphys, Duran Duran, Flo Rida.
Yeah.
I mean, is just a great.
What was our most recent rehearsal, group of songs? It was Montel Jordan, Backstreet Boys, Savage Garden, and Toby Keith. How does that even happen?
Do you ever notice that, when you're playing a show, does a certain segment of the crowd kind of withdraw a little bit if you play country or hard rock or so, or do people just feed off the energy you guys have?
You know, I don't notice a lot of people breaking away from what we're doing. And I think it is the energy you talked about. Cause even if we're doing a song that they may not like, we really do enjoy playing it. And we try to, every song's a sing along, every song gets everybody involved. So even if you're not a huge country fan, you're going to have a good time. You're going to enjoy a guitar solo. You're going to enjoy something that we're doing in the song.
And if I don't like the song, I make it fun for me.
That's right.
Like,
don't mention the songs by name. Like, other people are going to know.
I won't say I didn't like the song. It's just like I make the song. I like the song more when I make it fun for me.
There you go.
Like Duran Duran. Like when we did "Hungry Like the Wolf."
Oh yeah, great.
I would add like kicks.
Then that's where the choreography comes in. Right. Stretch, not only the Iron Man, the head choreographer of Ask Your Mother.
It just happens organically. We don't practice it ahead of time, and then pretty soon it's just part of the show.
Part of the show, yeah.
Eric Rathsack and Adam Krause from Ask Your Mother, a great local band. You guys have some dates coming up. Let's talk about them. You've got, this weekend. My M on my keyboard is not working, so I have Ask Cash.
How do you not have
October.
An M?
It's just not, it's like useless.
And but what's the one right next to it? That one looks like completely
wore
out.
That's the one that should not work because I spilled acid on it apparently. Oh. But no, I'm having issues with my M's. I got to figure it out. But you've got something coming up this weekend.
Yes. Yeah. So. Revs and Oshkosh.
That's it. Revs.
Okay. Yep.
That was just bad typing.
That's all good.
Nothing to do with the M. And then you've got November 1st in Omro. Get close to home.
So the night before that on Halloween we're in Wapaka
at the ICC.
Oh, that's
ever been
gonna
there?
Be fun. And I've never been to that place.
Oh, you got to go there one time.
My wife used to have a summer home in Wapaka. That's just like a big party place.
Yeah. The way they redid Indian Crossing Casino, it's like it's really cool. Like they got garage doors that open up over the water and everything.
Oh,
and
nice.
It's really nice what they did in the back area that they redid everything.
Yeah,
that's on Halloween night.
Yes,
Halloween night,
which is a. Is that
Friday?
Yeah. Oh, that's perfect. Okay.
And then November 1st is in Omro. We're doing a Halloween party for them too under a big tent outside. So that'll be a good time.
And then you pop up to Howard to Anduzzi's.
Yeah. The Packer
November
game.
2nd.
Packer
game. Okay.
That's a busy weekend. My God, I'm already tired.
Well, and that's the Holmgren Way one. Right by the stadium. So we'll be by the stadium.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then you've got that town that used to exist that apparently still does exist, Menasha.
Menasha still exists. Yes.
Town of Menasha is no longer a thing. Yes.
I just chose to live someplace a little more refined.
It's mysterious.
Adam moved there and they're like, we got to rename this Fox Crossing because Adam crosses the road. And he's a fox.
I'm going to get my tire slashed next time I go through.
Do you guys have local bands that have inspired you or other cover bands or other non-cover bands like peers that you kind of feed off of or learn
absolutely
from?
I would say I model my performance with like I try to be as entertaining as Scotty Thurwatcher. He is a friend of mine that plays in a band called Naughty Monkey, and I try to bring the energy of like Mike Wendland, who was in a bunch of different bands, and also, so those are two guys that I looked up to over the years, and that's kind of how
I
emulate.
Are they still playing?
They do, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Obviously, Dennis from Glam Band, that guy's always phenomenal energy and entertaining as well. So.
Yeah. You know, it's funny, Mikey was on my list, too, from an entertainment standpoint.
The guy's all over, just nuts. Like, you can't get pumped, not watching him. Like, he's just like, brings it out of you. Yeah.
And I think even when I joined Ask Your Mother, and you guys are going to think I'm blowing smoke up his butt, but... Tim Beekler was one of my, and he's a good friend of mine and a great musician, bass player. But when he plays, he has fun and enjoys playing the music so much. And you can see it on every single song.
Absolutely.
And that's being huge. A bass player, that's not always, you know, not always easy to do. It's not always the most fun thing. And he's enjoying every moment on stage. And I've always tried to encapsulate a little bit of that when I play.
Ask Your Mother is here in the studio. They're going to perform when we come back. This is Peach Wabba and Nightlight.
Connecting audiences, powering brands. This is Civic Media. Learn more at civicmedia.us/advertise.
Skilled trade workers are the backbone of every community and also the Army National Guard. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and in every other trade needed to accomplish the mission. These soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation just announced the official start date for one of its biggest ever construction projects, the I-94 East-West Project, which will reconstruct and widen a 3.5-mile stretch of interstate highway in the city of Milwaukee and Milwaukee County. This is a massive project with an estimated cost of more than $1.7 billion. And with this official start date announced, also came estimates for how long this will take. Construction is expected to last until 2033. At the Recombobulation Area, this project is something we've covered extensively, including with an award-winning four-part series called Expanding the Divide. It might be worth revisiting that series and considering how unnecessary and expensive an extra lane is, and how in southeastern Wisconsin, we're going to be dealing with construction and delays for the next 8 years in order to shave a few minutes off suburban commute times while the city streets and city problems go ignored once again.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Paul Jaconi Berry and Sean Hannish back with another great Wisconsin sports film. No Packers, no life.
Sean came across No Packers, No Life at the Wisconsin Film Festival and said, you got to see it. We got to see if we can do something. This movie is just such a great opportunity to really see the impact of Wisconsin culture halfway around the world in Japan. It is just so magical and joyful. Yeah. So I encourage everybody to come take a look.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station, and on the app.
Drivers, Austin Cindric here. As a NASCAR Cup Series driver of the number 2 Discount Tire Ford Mustang, there's a few rules of the road I like to tell my family and friends. Tire pressure is critical to safety because underinflated tires are more likely to fail. Plus, properly inflated tires will give you better gas mileage. Make sure to check your tire pressure at least once a month or stop by a local tire retailer for an air check.
A message from the U.S. Tire Manufacturers Association.
Matt Nair on air.
He is the executive director of Back 40 Action. Will Westmoreland is here. So, Will, we can't sell our soybeans. There's no market for that. But Brooke Rollins, Secretary of Agriculture, says it's all great. What are you hearing from fellow farmers?
Well, Jane, we are the world's leader in one Department of Agriculture now that Donald Trump is president and Brooke Rollins is Secretary of Agriculture, and that's word salad.
Matt Nair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. As Wisconsin is saying the word bag instead of bag, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Welcome back. Pete Schwabe, this is Nightlight. Great to have you with me. Wrapping up a couple texts here. Our question of the night was, what is your favorite romantic song? John Murray put Canon in D. Beautiful music. Well done, John. Steady Eddie in the 608 says, Pete, over the weekend I was listening to the song Stardust, the version sung by Willie Nelson. Love that version, Steady Eddie. He says, it's a song about a lost love. Though I dream in vain, in my heart there will always remain my Stardust melody, the melody of love's refrain. That was the song, not Steady Eddie talking to me. I listened to it many, many times. I recommend people listen to their favorite songs over and over. It's easy on YouTube until they know the lyrics and the melody by heart, and the song and emotion become ingrained into your brain. Outstanding text. He says, become the song. Thank you, Steady Eddie. John from Madison also says, it's the dance you do after your first real kiss. I think he was referring to his earlier text. Thank you, John. He says, this is for the guys in the studio here. Ask your mother. He says, don't say it out loud, but holy blank, these guys are ridiculous live.
Wow.
Wow.
Thank
there you.
You
go. Thank you, John from Madison. I totally
agree. You
should
see us with the whole band.
Thanks, there's, John. There's three more fifths of them, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Pamela from Wisconsin Rapids says, in the 1970s, heard the wedding song, There Is Love, Paul Stuckey, at most weddings. This was played at a lot of discos, reunited by Peaches and Herb. Oh, great, great choices, Pamela. Thank you. And then Bridget from the 818 says, you are so beautiful to me. Again, I assume that's the song.
Joe Cocker?
Yeah. Great tune.
So
I'm sure you could
beautiful.
Do that one as well. Tomorrow night on the show, folks, Jimmy Pardo will be here, podcaster and very great comedian, a good friend of mine. And then Rex Sykes and Rocky Wagenhurst will be talking about a $1 billion. I'm just going to say $1 billion. I'm going to tease it there. That's tomorrow night. We've got a few more minutes left with our current guests. I'm hoping we can bang one song out
Let's
in the next
it.
Three
Let's
or
do
four
it.
Minutes. What do you guys got?
A little Shaboozy for you.
Shaboozy.
Oh, sweet. This is awesome.
baby want a Birkin. She's been telling me all night long. Gasoline and groceries, the list goes on and on. This 9 to 5 ain't working. Why the hell do I work so hard? Can't worry about my problems. I can't take on when I'm gone.
One.
Here comes a two to the three to the four. Tell them bring another round.
We need 30 more.
Two stepping on the table.
She don't need a dance floor. Oh my. Good Lord. Someone pour me up a double shot of whiskey. They know me and Jack Daniels got a history. There's a party downtown near Fifth Street. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy. I've been boozy since I left. I ain't changing for a chick. Tell my ma I ain't forget.
Oh Lord.
Woke up truck at 10 a.m. We gonna do this stuff again. Tell your girl to bring a friend.
Oh Lord, one.
Here comes the two to the three to the four. Tell him bring another round. We need 30 more. Two stepping on the table.
She don't need a dance floor. Oh my, good Lord.
Someone pour me up a double shot of whiskey. They know me and Jack Daniels got a history. There's a party downtown near Fifth Street. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy. One, here comes the two to the three to the four. When it's last call and they kick us out the door. It's getting kind of late, but the ladies want some more. Oh my, good Lord. Tell them drink some more. Someone pump me up a double shot of whiskey. They know me and Jack Daniels got a history. There's a party downtown in Fifth Street.
Everybody at the bar getting tipsy.
Someone pour me up a double shot of whiskey. They know me and Jack Daniels got a history. At the bottom of the bottle, gonna miss me.
Everybody at the bar getting tipsy. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy.
Everybody at the bar getting tipsy.
Outstanding. I have to say, that's the first time I've ever heard Shaboozy.
Really?
Is through you guys. So that's sweet. Outstanding. Wow, that's great. Now I'm going to find the song, though. That's a good... what's that song called?
It's called...
Tipsy.
Bar Song.
Bar Song.
It's called the Bar Song.
I don't know what it's called. It's Shaboozy.
Shaboozy.
That's outstanding. You guys are so much fun. If you're listening and you like what you hear, these guys they have some great live dates coming up all around Northeast Wisconsin over the next couple weeks. Go to askyourmotherband.com and find out where you can see them. The Halloween show in Waupaca Town.
And one in Amro, too.
Amro on the 1st, mm-hmm. Anduzzi's in Howard on the November 2nd, and then Menasha. Yeah. November 7th.
Fox Crossing.
Kind of a homecoming.
A little bit. Yeah.
That one's actually really close to me, too.
I don't know if they welcome me at this point after all these comments.
Conrad, what you have a request for the next time these guys are here?
Oh.
I have a request. He needs his hair to stay that way.
It's like this every day.
Oh, man.
He gets
man.
It cut like once a month.
It's like,
it looks, I do.
It's perfect. Conrad, were you ever like the big boy spokesman back in the day? Like you got the same like big boy. It's like, it's phenomenal hair. See, I am bald, so I am like jealous of everybody's hair in this studio today.
Conrad, do you know what big boy is?
I don't know.
All right. Just checking.
Look it up. It's going to, what was that? What was the video game that the guy had the same kind of hairdo as the big boy? I can't think of it now.
Dude, you could just walk into Supercuts over in Bellevue and ask for the Conrad, and they'll know exactly what you're saying. And walk out of there looking like the K-Man,
man. If I had hair, that'd be what I'd go for.
He cuts it religiously. He gets it done like every once a month?
Well, look
every
at it.
Every 2 months.
Every look at it, though.
Months. Wow.
You don't
Six
leave
weeks.
That.
6 weeks.
You don't let that go bad. You stay on top of that.
Yeah. This is the most anyone has ever fussed over Conrad's hair, probably in his life, not just on the show, right?
I don't think he gets enough credit for it.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thanks, you guys, for being here. Eric Ratzek, Adam Krause from Ask Your Mother. Check them out. Go to askyourmotherband.com and find out where you can see them live. You guys are so much fun. Leave a pic, too, Adam, again. So that means you have to come back.
All right.
All right.
Here, you get an Ask Your Mother pick. It says Ask Your Mother.
I'm going to leave this right here, and it'll be special.
All right.
All right. Conrad's saying wrap it up, and the hair don't lie. So, all right. Thanks a lot. We're coming back to do it all tomorrow night. Thank you for your texts and calls. Thank you to Amy Gaither and Ask Your Mother. Good night, Wisconsin.
Thank you, guys.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. A legal win for the Trump administration as a federal appeals court overturns a lower court's restraining order, clearing the way for National Guard troops to deploy to Portland, Oregon. KXL's Heather Roberts.
Oregon Governor Tina Kotek says the National Guard remains staged and cannot be deployed until there's a full review of the ruling. And she says the 2-1 decision by the Ninth Circuit is based on false information.
That administration is being dishonest, and these actions to deploy troops are a gross, un-American abuse of power.
Kotek continues to blame federal law enforcement for unrest outside Portland's ICE building.
The federal agents on the ground are essentially instigating conflict with folks who are lawfully protesting.
Heather Roberts for CBS News, Portland, Oregon.
Police say they've prevented a possible mass shooting at Atlanta's Hartsfield-Jackson Airport. Authorities say that Billy Joe Cagle of Cartersville, Georgia, drove to the airport with a